Hi, you're listening to the Frontline's 2011 Leader Podcast. My name is Joe Valenti. I'm one of the youth pastors at Cuyahoga Valley Church, and I oversee Frontline's summer camp. If you're new to the team, we welcome you. We're glad that you're on board for Frontline's 2011. And if you're an old veteran, we just want to welcome you back and thank you once again for your involvement at summer camp. The reason that we're producing this podcast is basically because we want to equip you, the leader, as best we can. Our desire is to make sure that we're honoring your schedule, so we don't want to have you in meetings every month leading up to summer camp, but we also want to try and keep you in the loop. So this was our solution. We think this will be easiest as opposed to email or blog, because you can take this podcast with you to the gym, in your car, home, work, wherever you happen to be. So podcast it is. Just a few things to get out of the way, the dates and times of Frontlines. We will be leaving on a Sunday this year, July 17th, instead of a Monday. This will give us some extra time at camp. And then we'll be coming back on Friday around 4 o'clock p.m. And if you've been to Frontlines before, you'll be excited to know that we won't be going to Cedar Point this year. It simply was just too taxing on our leaders after a full week at camp. It drove our costs up. And one of the things that we continually were thinking about is that we want the most fresh thing in our students' minds to be their encounter with God that they had at summer camp, the fun that they had and the relationships that they built, not Cedar Point and waiting in lines and being hot and miserable, or in last year's case, soaked in rain. So that's why we'll be doing that. So July 17th through the 22nd. Also, on the fundraising side, we never charge you, the leader, to be there. However, it does cost us for you to be there. It costs us about $250. So we just want to ask if you would join us in our fundraising efforts. There will be several that we'll be announcing here soon. We have a candy sale as well as a Chick-fil-A thing that we're going to do. So if you have the opportunity to be involved in those, we ask that you would help so that we can make sure that we are coming in within budget. And we have two of our interns that just walked in. Ben Hickson is here. Everybody say hi to Ben.
Hello.
And Krista is here as well.
Hello.
Do you guys need something?
We just wanted to say Frontlines is the best. We're excited for you to join us.
And there you go. I would stop this and re-record, but I'm already 2.5 minutes into it, so on we go. The goal of Frontlines, just so you all know, is to provide an experience that provides students with incredible fun, meaningful relationships, and unforgettable encounters with God, with the goal being that they grow in their character, interpersonal skills, teamwork, and spiritual maturity. That being said, every year we do a theme at summer camp, and so this first podcast episode is going to be focused around that theme and our thought process behind it. We see several times in Scripture a command to awaken or wake or rise from sleep. We see this in Isaiah 51:17, Ephesians 5:14, Romans 13:11, and again in Revelation 3. But the instance that we're focusing on is Ephesians 5:14b. It says, "Awake, O sleeper, and rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you." According to Peter O'Brien in his commentary of Ephesians, he says, quote, "Sleep was sometimes used as an image of physical death, although in this context, sleep, death, and darkness are striking figures which describe the condition of an individual apart from Christ, who is in a state of spiritual death that has been brought about through sins. Sleep is also the situation of forgetfulness and drunkenness, which is part and parcel of the sinful world of darkness. The call to wake up and rise from the dead refers to the fundamental turnaround at conversion and involves being brought out of darkness and into the light of Christ." End quote. Paul's application in this text is pretty direct. He's speaking to believers at the church in Ephesus, and is reminding them that they have been summoned by Christ to awaken and find spiritual life, and is calling them to live in that light. The earlier parts of that chapter are instruction on things that they need to put away, sin that they need to stop doing. But there are also implications for the unbeliever, a call to an initial awakening. And so In accordance with this text and several other texts, the goal for Frontlines 2011 is threefold, and this is the direction that our teaching will go as well as our small groups. First, a call to unbelievers to awaken from their spiritual sleep or death, and that is found in John 3, 1 through 15 and Romans 13, 11. Secondly, a call to believers to remember that they have been made awake and alive through Christ and that they must hold to a new standard of life, Ephesians 5, 1 through 14, Romans 8, 1 through 17, and Revelation 3, 1 through 6 have some of those instructions on spiritual living. And then finally, a call to all of us to wake up to the world around us and their need for awakening as well. Psalm 95, 2 and 3, John 10, 14 through 16, John 15, 16, Romans 10, and 2 Corinthians 5. These are the areas that we really want to hit on throughout the week. No matter where our students are at in their walk, there's this call to wake up. So that's where we're headed. We hope that that gets you excited. I know that I'm excited. We've been thinking about this for almost a year. We started thinking about this as soon as Frontlines was over last year. We're still working on nailing down our speaker, so as soon as we get that person nailed down, we'll let you know. And we're also still working on who's going to be doing music. I know Ward 9 will be there a couple nights, but I'm still working on the details for the other nights. excuse me. We have all of our games actually planned out and ready to go, which is exciting. We've got the website up, frontlinessummercamp.com. You can follow us on Twitter. It's at frontlinessc. And then we also have a Facebook fan page. So any way that you can get the word out to not only impact students, but friends and family that you have in your sphere of influence would be incredibly helpful. Frontlines is open to seventh graders, kids that are going into seventh grade in the fall, all the way through seniors who just recently graduated. So we've got a lot of good stuff planned. Thanks for taking this 7 minutes and 25 seconds and hanging out with us. And we'll look for you next time on the Frontlines 2011 Leader Podcast. Have a good day.